Bill de Blasio accuses NYPD union of fomenting hatred. By Joshua Kaplan on July 16, 2020. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio, D., on Thursday ramped up his attacks on the Sergeants Benevolent Association, SBA, the largest New York Police Department, NYPD, union, accusing them of fomenting hatred. The Sergeants Benevolent Association has only practiced division. They foment hatred. They do not try to help us move forward, de Blasio told reporters during a press conference. They don't try to create anything good. I have no respect for the leadership of the SBA. SBA President Ed Mullins, a vocal critic of de Blasio, fired back at the left-wing mayor, stating, "This is the first time since he's been in office that he's told the truth. The city knows he hates cops and accountability. Thank him for finally being honest," the union chief added. Mullins recently said NYPD officials have been told to stand down in the face of protests and violent unrest triggered by the death of George Floyd and urged President Donald Trump to send federal assistance into the city. NYPD is losing the city of New York, Mullins said to Fox News Channel's Laura Ingraham at the time. We have no leadership right now from City Hall to the brass of the NYPD. The men and women are being pelted with rocks, bricks, cars lit on fire, and this is continuous. We have a curfew that has been implemented tonight at 8 o'clock p.m., and everyone is still out rioting in the streets of New York. If President Trump is watching this, I am asking the president to please, please send federal personnel to New York City and monitor what is going on. If Governor Cuomo does not implement the National Guard immediately, then the federal government is going to have to step in, he added. The NYPD is more than capable of addressing what is going on in the city of New York, but our hands are being tied. The rank-and-file members of all ranks have sent me numerous emails, letters, text messages, photos of how New York City is being destroyed. On Wednesday, Terrence Monahan, the NYPD's chief of department, was injured after protesters attacked a group of officers on the Brooklyn Bridge. The New York Post reported, Monahan received non-life-threatening injuries during the scuffle and was taken to an area hospital for treatment. A police source said Monahan's hand was injured and required stitches after protesters attacked NYPD officers with a chain during the morning rally. At least two other officers were also injured. At least 10 protesters were arrested following the incident. The attack came in the wake of Blasio confirming that he will slash $1 billion from the budget of NYPD, despite a surge in shootings amid unrest.